Choose for Health. The Chewable Dietary Supplement presents To Your Good Health, hosted by Dr. David Friedman and Melanie Cole.
We continue our discussion on weight loss with our next guest. His mega best-selling book, The Zone, has been translated into 22 languages and sold over 5 million copies. Here to discuss his latest book, Toxic Fat, When Good Fat Turns Bad. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Barry Sears. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Sears, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, David.
It's always a pleasure. And I've interviewed many experts that have authored books on losing weight. You didn't just write a book. Your Zone series of books created an international movement, and millions have embraced a new way of living. Share with the listeners struggling with these yo-yo diets, how can they finally achieve permanent weight loss in 2013?
Well, in many ways, if you're overweight, it may not be your fault. Because we know there's a very strong genetic component. What your real goal is being healthy. And that means keeping inflammation under control. This is not the inflammation you can feel. It doesn't hurt, but it's below the perception of pain. It's this type of inflammation, which is generated by the diet, is the reason why we gain weight, why we find it difficult to lose weight, why we basically have chronic disease at an earlier age, and why we accelerate the aging process.
Right, so people hear inflammation, and of course they figure swelling. Are overweight people, I guess, considered inflamed? Would that be the term?
By and large, they are. It's the inflammation which basically spreads like a tumor from your fat cells to other organs.
Right.
And this is why about one-third of people who are obese are actually quite healthy. Their inflammation is buried like a toxic waste dump in their fat cell. But the other two-thirds, it's now spreading like a cancer. When it spreads to the pancreas, you get diabetes. When it spreads to the heart, you get heart disease. When it spreads to the brain, you get Alzheimer's. So these are the fears. And so it's really basically, it's not really what your weight is, it's what your level of health is and really the level of inflammation that you have.
See, this makes such sense because really obesity is linked to those diseases you just named. So more people are prone to cancer, prone to Alzheimer's, prone to diabetes, prone to heart disease. So, that would be a common denominator is being that fat in the body. So this makes a lot of sense. So what actually is toxic fat, and is there good fat in our body? How do we know the difference?
Well, first of all, let's talk about the good thing. There's lots of good fat in your body. And fat is, we frown upon it, but yet it's the key for our survival. It's basically high-octane fuel that allows us to get through the day with a great efficiency. Now, toxic fat is fat that's inflammatory fat. This is the fat that kills. You can't feel the inflammation, but basically it's like a Chinese water torture, just basically destroying individual organs until there's enough damage. We call it chronic disease. That type of toxic fat is basically a consequence of our diet. We can basically change that very quickly, or we can basically accelerate. The choice is ours.
Right.
Now, how to do that? Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Well, all you want to do is to really take out what are called omega-6 fatty acids from your diet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, easier said than done because they're the cheapest form of calories and found in every processed food in the world. But here's a very simple way of keeping inflammatory fat under control and maintaining a longer and better life. At each meal, simply divide your plate into three equal sections. On one-third of the plate, you put some low-fat protein that's no bigger or thicker than the palm of your hand. Chicken or fish, those are fine choices. The other two-thirds of the plate, you fill it full of colorful carbohydrates. They're called fruits and vegetables. And then you add a dash of non-inflammatory fat of things like olive oil or guacamole. And what you compose is a drug that for the next 5 hours will keep inflammation under control. Your job is to try to reproduce that drug the best you can every time you eat the rest of your life.
See, that's great. What I like about your Zone diet is, a lot of diets preach all or nothing. One says get off all carbs, one says get off all animal products, and some preach just eat grapefruits all day. But you've really created it's about a balance, is it not? The Zone diet is really just proper balancing each food group.
It really is, and it's a challenge, but basically that's how our physiology has developed over really hundreds of thousands of years. And when we basically try to find out and basically point out something as the evil one, it basically is a case of simplistic thinking. Obesity is far more complex than we're led to believe. But the solution is quite simple. If you have one hand, one eye, and one other item, you need a watch. How do you know if you balanced your plate correctly? You look at your watch 5 hours later after you finish the meal. If you have no hunger and peak mental acuity, you made the right balance to keep your hormones in the zone Now, the key is just doing that over and over again. As long as you have a watch, there's your piece of medical equipment you need.
Wow, that's cheap. You can get that at the local drugstore. But it's not a drug. It's a watch. Now, for those that exercise regularly and they eat healthy and still can't lose weight, could it be a hormonal imbalance to blame? And what I know you study a lot on hormones. What would that take place?
Well, really a genetic balance. In some people who basically are doing all the right things, they're eating excellent meals, they're exercising, these fall in the category called metabolically healthy obese. You know, they don't look good in a swimsuit, but medically, they're quite healthy. Right. Now, it just turns out that they have a lot of good fat. Bad fat is the fat that causes inflammation. Good fat is the fat that basically sucks the inflammation out of the bloodstream and buries it. So they might not look sightly in a swimsuit, but basically they're going to live a longer life. In fact, a recent article came out last week in the American Journal of the Medical Society, JAMA, and said, yes, once again, that people who are overweight and even slightly obese actually live longer, have less death than those who are, quote, normal weight.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. And that would make a lot of sense then. I guess it's this the certain balance of food is important, but the balance of fat inside the body is equally as important. What about these people? So more and more people diagnosed with thyroid problems. I've heard it more. I had 12 patients in 1 week tell me they were told they had to remove their thyroid. Why is it so prevalent, and does that have an indication with weight loss?
Well, again, that basically, one, it's the spread of toxic fat. That's why basically you have an inflamed thyroid. So I got to take it out. How to get inflamed? Basically, high levels of toxic fat. The scientific name is called arachidonic acid. Now, why we're seeing more of that, and the thyroid really is really kind of our master switch that controls metabolism. If it's running smoothly, then basically our balancing of incoming calories and outgoing calories are under very tight regulatory control. If somehow that balance becomes disturbed by inflammation, then you're more likely to basically have that thermostat basically go in the wrong direction.
Right. That makes sense. I know you're a big proponent of fish oil. I'm curious, what's your opinion on krill oil that so many experts are leaning more toward instead of fish oil?
Well, first of all, krill oil comes from shrimp, so it's not even fish oil. Second, it's actually pretty dirty oil. Third, it's the way you make krill oil is you take the little shrimp from the Antarctic, you extract it with hexane, and then you take the hexane extract and add a lot of acetone, that's nail polish remover, to try to precipitate out the lipids. Well, you sure hope they get rid of all those solvents and get rid of all the PCBs. Here's the nasty little tale. There's no fish in the world, even crustaceans living in Antarctica, who are not contaminated with PCBs. Getting rid of PCBs is an incredibly difficult task. And this is one of the dirty secrets of the fish oil industry, including the krill oil people, saying our oils are free of PCBs. We've checked them out, and they really aren't. So it's really, in many ways, buyer beware, because these PCBs, once they enter your body, they're like the Roach Motel. They don't leave. And they're known neurotoxins, carcinogens, and basically endocrine disruptors.
Wow. And you'd mention
So other than that, krill oil is fine.
You have one quick, in the few seconds we have, what's the test on fish oil? You said to do the freezer test. That was interesting.
Yeah, unless you have $500,000 a piece of equipment in your kitchen, which most people don't, here's a simple test. Take some fish oil, if they're in fish oil capsules, break the capsules open. Then basically put four or five capsules or the fish oil in the capsules in a shot glass. Put the shot glass in the freezer and come back 5 hours later with a toothpick. If you can't put the toothpick through the fish oil, meaning it's frozen solid, you're taking the sewer of the sea.
Wow.
Very quick test.
That's a great test, Dr. Sears. Thank you so much for joining us. And to find out more about the book Toxic Fat and the secrets to reaching your ideal weight, which we all want to do, go to zonehealth.com. While there, check out Dr. Sears' Zone products designed to help you reach optimal health. Remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well.